Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Never lose hope that you have a single breath within your body right now and that you are alive in this moment is hope. That you can see all these people walking on the streets smiling is hope. That all these entrepreneurs are posting their art online every single day now, there is hope there. That there's a single person out in this world whose soul is still burning alive with love is hope. You know, it's so easy during these days when sometimes there's darkness, when you see all this negative media coverage, or maybe you have a series of bad days or a series of bad weeks, or your lucky break just isn't coming, or you've been fighting for that dream, you just don't sense any of that progress that you just so need to feel still enlivened and engaged and enthusiastic about something. Or somebody breaks up with you, or you lose your job, or something happens with your health. Look, that's part of life, is there's gonna be so many struggles and disappointments, challenges, setbacks, dark days. And part of sustaining and making through all of that is maintaining hope. And that hope isn't something that just, you know, some airy-fairy concept. It is a psychological need to believe that we can endure,
a psychological need to believe that we can not only endure, but we can succeed and we can thrive and we can have our way in the world so that we can accomplish our dream, so that we can make influence, so we can make our own difference. So have hope. But even as I say that, let me reconfigure that statement and that phrase, because too many people say, well, you have hope or you can lose hope. But hope isn't something actually you have or that you lose, even though we say that phrase at such a popular level. You know, years ago, a metaphor came into my life that changed my life forever. It changed my attitude and my actions and how I thought about life and, frankly, how I felt every single moment of the day. It was something that lifted me to a whole other level of joy and vibrancy in life. And it was this very simple metaphor that the power plant doesn't have energy. It transforms and generates energy. Let me say that again. The power plant doesn't have energy. It transforms and generates energy. At the same level, we don't, quote unquote, have hope. We transform the energy around us. We generate hope. We don't have happiness. We generate happiness. Similarly, we don't have sadness or fatigue. We don't have those feelings that so many people think are negative that just land on them. That we are in our own actions, our own thoughts, our own interpretations. The very thoughts that we are feeding our psyche, those very things, those are generating an emotion. And hope is something that is generated by us. When it feels like it is gone, that becomes a to-do list for us to generate it once more. Just like when your phone is dying, you plug it in to charge it up. Well, when your hope is dying, it's time to generate it and charge it up again. Same thing with happiness and aliveness and enthusiasm. Those are things when they're going down, you gotta get focused, you gotta plug back in to your passions, to your dreams, to tomorrow, to charge yourself back up again. And it begins with, first and foremost, keeping perspective. You know, a lot of people, quote unquote, lose hope because their focus goes off. They become very myopic to their own ego, their own emotional reality, their own tiny little world. And they miss the joy, the abundance, the connection, the incredible energy of this buoyant and jubilant world all around them. Even when sometimes the immediate people in their lives or their immediate tribe or their immediate culture is not so good. We have 7 billion people alive today, and somehow we haven't all killed each other. That sustains and motivates hope. The reality that so many people are making it, that freedom is starting to perpetuate around the world more, that wealth and abundance is coming to more and more and more and more people, that more and more people are able to dictate their aims and their attitudes and their dreams today because more information is available than ever before, these things give us hope. So as soon as we lose perspective and we just go into our little tiny day and our little tiny moment, it's time to expand your awareness and consciousness to the greater stream of life that is happening all around. Go for a walk in the woods and look at nature and realize how lucky we are to be here. You know, go for a stroll outside and look at people as they smile and realize how lucky you are to be here. Walk into a restaurant and see people, you know, flirting with each other and having fun at dinner and celebrating, and you start to get a different sense of life. Sometimes you have to get out of your house to feel hope. So keep perspective. And keep perspective on your own life too. If you're down right now and you're struggling right now, don't forget to also pull forth and integrate those successes that you've had before. Those times in your life when things did go well. Those times in your life when you surprised yourself with how well you did something or how kind you were or how much you cared or how good of a piece of art you did create. Remember those strength times, those times that there was success, those times that good things did happen. Pull them and feel them and sense them and bring those things to the moment at hand where things do feel frustrating, challenging, disappointing, or dark. Don't lose perspective. You've had beautiful days before. They'll come again. It's believing in that that sustains our hope. And the second thing we have to do is keep a plan. You know, it's easy to lose hope if there's no plan. If there's no vision, the people perish. That's biblical, right? So you have to have a vision for your life. What is it you see out there for yourself? What is your plan to go and get it? And believing your ability to go and be able to make those things come true, even if you're frustrated and challenged right now. Because look, in this moment, you can choose new thoughts. In this moment, you can choose new actions. You can choose to go now, learn some new things, to get some more better mentors, to get around a more positive group of people, to read better books, to watch better programming. You can choose to direct your focus in ways that will support your growth to have the ability to achieve a plan. So sit down tonight amidst all this turmoil and all the craziness of the world, if that's what you're feeling, sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and spill out hope onto this page of what you want to do with your life. Spill out hope onto this page about what is it that you want to give? What is it you want to accomplish, achieve, connect, contribute with the world, create? Write it all down. You know, just start writing it down. Write out reasons to be grateful. Write out reasons to go to achieve things. Write out things you want to make happen and start putting a plan towards that. What would be step one, step two, step three? And as you start marching along to achieve that and you fall or you falter, don't give up on yourself. Know that there's always a new step. If you fail at one step, create a new step to get back up to the next step, right? Don't give up just because it's challenging or it's struggling, because your dreams are worth it. And your dreams don't care how hard it gets. Your dreams don't care if you get frustrated. Your dreams don't care if there's gonna be dark days. Your dreams know they are worth it. And it's time for you to believe in them again and start working towards them at full capacity. And that brings up the third thing. To have hope, we have to stay persistent. Persistent, you know, to keep at it no matter what. You know, if we've got our perspective in mind, we've got our plan, we've got to be persistent to keep working towards it. You know, there were so many times that I almost stopped doing these videos. There are so many times that I thought, well, I'm not going to write another book. There's so many times I thought no one cares about my blog posts, no one cares about my Facebook posts, no one cares about my YouTube show, no one cares about me, oh, woe is me. Look, we can all sit on the couch, eat a bunch of potato chips, watch stupid television, and feel sorry for ourselves. That does not contribute to our aliveness. It does not contribute to our connection with those we love and care for. And it does not contribute to the things that we create and ultimately give to the world. So we've got to say, you know what? This is not what are we gonna persist at sitting and eating potato chips and watching TV? That's not gonna be good. What we have to do is persist towards our dreams. What are the three things you could accomplish if this day, this very day, and tomorrow, and start moving towards your dreams? Every day, wake up with an intention. I'm gonna do at least three things to move myself forward to something that matters. At least three things. Everybody can do that. Just pick, what are the three things I'm gonna do to move my life forward this day? Who would I need to reach out to be able to move forward? What could I read or study online to move forward? What could I do, just one simple request, one simple movement, one simple step to move forward, and persist at that over and over and over again, and that's how things change. People look at me now and they're like, wow, you know, you got millions and millions of views on YouTube and millions of followers online from your Facebook to your email. I mean, number one best-selling books, all these things. There were a million times that I could have given up, but I sustained hope that it would ultimately make a difference. That if I just kept persisting at it and I kept working and I kept working and I kept working, one day it would turn out. If I stayed on the path of my dreams and I kept removing distractions and I stayed on the path of my dreams. I didn't say yes to everything. I said yes to what moved me towards my dreams. And I worked towards that with such persistence. Now I get to do this and it's true joy. And I couldn't have done it without not only your support, but without the realization that hope was important to sustain. Last piece, patience. You know, if you're really frustrated and you're just hating it right now, the easiest way for hope to go out the door is to get in a hurry. Yeah? It's because you get in a big hurry, you're pushing, you're in a big hurry. Now you don't sense the win anymore. You don't sense the momentum, the progress anymore. You're just more. You're in such a big hurry to have more things that sometimes it feels like you don't have nothing. And the reality, you do. But part of achieving anything is having the patience to work towards it, having the patience with other people. Sometimes we lose hope in other people, not really that we lost hope, we just forgot to be patient with them. You know, you need to give a lot of patience to the people in your life if you're gonna sustain hope for them and for your relationships with them. Patience is a critical element. It's not discussed a lot, but you know what? It's so fundamental to having hope, to be patient with it. So I hope you'll take those things into mind, because I know that the days can get dark, but you deserve to have your dreams. You deserve to keep at them. You deserve to sustain that full power, that full energy that hope can cultivate in you. Because when you have full hope, you're more confident. You're more willing to go for it. You're more willing to try, and you deserve it. Your dreams deserve it. And each day starts to feel a little bit more bright. Each day starts to feel a little bit more magical. Each day you start to notice the things to have hope for. Each day you notice the things that you've done that make other people hope for. Next thing you know, suddenly you have this incredible life that's full of hope, full of aliveness, full of joy, full of light. And that's what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey,
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.